Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Walker, and Steve Jordahl joins us.
Good morning.
And Ray is in Kansas City. We're here in Tupelo, EMS, and we want to thank you for listening wherever you may be joining us across the fruited plain. If you want to check out our show on Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues. Right, Walker?
That's right. Today's Issues on both Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, you can always go to our website, afr.net.
We live video stream the show on Facebook and YouTube. And on our Facebook page, we also post the stories that we talk about. So you can have the information for yourself that we are discussing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You've been monitoring these riveting glued to your TV.
I got my 5
hearings
hour,
in Washington D.C.
Got my 5 hour energy on board, so I don't snooze through them.
Not exactly Mr. Smith goes to Washington, is it, Steve?
No, it really isn't. The most entertaining thing yesterday, I thought, was the fact that after the first witness had his opening statement and was asked a couple questions, Adam Schiff called a recess in case anybody had to, use the facilities or something like that. He went promptly out into the hall and had a press conference. He actually stopped the hearing in the middle so he could go have a press conference and say, we got him, which they didn't because he got taken apart later in the day. But to me, that's kind of interesting. Funny.
Well, some have called this entertainment.
Well, it
entertainment
is.
Television rather than news.
Yeah.
And when you watch it, it's entertainment.
So.
Well, I had I saw a tweet from my friend Congressman Jim Banks, who made this point. During the Watergate hearing, he said 71% of America at one point or another tuned in to watch those hearings. Now, last day, so far for these hearings, 5%.
Wow. Yeah. That's a huge difference.
Hmm. It's
Well, for me, it's a big waste of time and money and energy anyway. For this reason, we could have taken a vote a week ago. You could have taken a vote 2 weeks ago. You could have taken a vote a month ago. And it's going to be, the people are. Have already made up their minds on this. And now, am I right, Walker?
Yes.
With the possible exception, and maybe this is significant, of 10 to 15 Democrats that are from areas that President Trump won. Mm-hmm. Maybe Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and company are trying to give those people cover through these hearings so that they can vote to, because don't they need those folks to vote to impeach President
Trump? They need at least some of them. Now, I will say, I think the goal for the Democrats now at this point, after they've embarrassed themselves, well, the goal from the beginning was to convince the voters that are called independents, and there's voters in the middle, and the vast majority of America is made up of one side or the other, maybe 40%+ are Democrats, 40%+ are Republicans, and they're going to vote that way no matter what. But then there's that middle 5 to 10% of Americans who kind of shift back and forth depending on public sentiment.
Probably more like 20%.
Maybe 20%. Yeah. But that's who the Democrats are trying to get over to their side by constantly beating up President Trump and painting him in a negative light.
Okay. So the end game here is to keep body punching President Trump, hoping they can deal the knockout blow in next November.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, all right. Let me ask you this. Is this going to – it obviously has not played out the way the Democrats hoped or expected. Do you think they're going to go ahead and force a vote in the House? Or could this thing just fizzle out in 3 weeks?
Hypothetically, it could, Ray, but from what I've heard talking to people who actually work in D.C., they're going to vote to impeach President Trump no matter what before Christmas.
Okay.
Because if they don't, it will look – I mean, this already doesn't look good for Democrats because it's just not working out
in their
favor.
They've gone too far to back out now.
Yeah, but you have to go through with it. So, sure. And they're what the talking point is going to be after they impeach him from the House side is that and President Trump has been impeached. He's been impeached by the House of Representatives.
Let me ask you guys if you have an opinion at all, because a fellow I respect is Ken Starr, the former – he was the one who handled the impeachment investigation of – or I guess criminal investigation, I don't know what it was called exactly, of Bill Clinton. And at least the headline I read last night from him was that he thinks that the president will be impeached by the House and that the Republican Senate will ask him to step down. Didn't he say that?
I did see that.
Did you see that, Ray?
Yeah, it's sort of like what happened with Nixon. You know, he was impeached, but then they didn't. Well, I guess they never even got to that vote, right? But some senators came to him and said, their handwriting's on the wall. Ken Starr implied that down the road, some senators are going to have to go to Mr. Trump. And say, I cannot see that happen.
Yeah, I should have probably read the article, because this is from 1 hour ago. It says Ken Starr says that, quote, we are nowhere close to impeachable offenses. So
yeah, but yesterday he did say something to the extent of that a case we could see is where some Republican senators try to convince President Trump to step aside or resign.
I don't think it would
work.
That's
not going to happen.
No.
They could go and try. I don't think they're going to try.
We're talking 12 months from a national election.
If you want to impeach President Trump, impeach him at the polls.
Yeah, at the ballot box.
In 11 months,
exactly.
Or whatever it is. I mean, this is why one of the reasons I was really surprised that Democrats impeached him and Nancy Pelosi agreed to it, because we're in an election year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you spend a lot of capital with the American people if you're going to go through an impeachment. You better win.
Yeah.
So if you don't, then, you know, it helps, in my opinion, it helps boost President Trump for next November. But I guess that was a risk they were willing to take, that is, the Democrats. You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Next story.
President Trump is not the only leader of a government that is having some problems. Just within the last hour, the Attorney General in Israel has indicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on bribery, fraud, breach of trust charges. They involve allegations involve giving or offering lucrative official favors to several media tycoons in exchange for either favorable coverage in the news outlets or gifts worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. He says, and this has a remarkable parallel to what's going on here. He says that the charges are false and politically motivated. He said he has characterized the investigation as a witch hunt. His allies have called it the product of a deep state conspiracy against Mr. Netanyahu. So Benjamin Netanyahu is Israel is in the middle of trying to form a government. I think you guys briefly touched on that in the first first hour, and this is not going to help Netanyahu's chances at retaining his seat as prime minister.
Who knows what to believe.
About
the charges, except that I just know I like Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. He's been great for Israel, I think. Mm-hmm. And I would hate to see him forced out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For any reason, huh?
He's been indicted, so now he's going to go to trial, presumably.
He will have to fight this in court. There is kind of a disagreement among legal types in Israel of whether he is allowed to stay on in government while he's fighting these charges. He, of course, is saying that he is. He's going to clear his name and move on.
Just once, I'd like to have some a politician come out and say this. I know I've been accused of wrongdoing. And I just want to say I'm guilty of sin, and but you know what, they've still got to prove it, huh? So I bet you can't catch me. Catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Of course, every one of them is going to always say that they're innocent, right?
Yeah.
I've never yet to hear one politician ever say, "Got me."
I did it.
I did it. Yeah. You got me.
And I'm stepping aside. I'm
stepping aside. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues. Next story.
In the middle of this whole impeachment hearing, the House and the Senate have been able to cobble together a bill supporting human rights in Hong Kong. Now, this is important because it takes us, and it was, by the way, passed in the House by a 417-1 vote. I don't know who the one was, but the Senate passed overwhelmingly, and the president is expected to sign it. The reason that this is important is because we are in the middle of trade negotiations with China. This plays very poorly in China, this bill. Because, you know, China is authoritarian, and they want to kind of hang on. They want to kind of influence into Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. Having the biggest democracy in the world back the protesters really makes them look bad. So I was reading one commentator today who said, and it was a commentator, it was a former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, no less, said that this kind of a thing could lead to a hot war between the U.S. and China, akin to World War One. Kissinger said that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think.
How old is he now?
90, I think.
I think the resolution that the House and Senate have passed is good. It stands behind the Hong Kong protesters. I don't think it was a bad move when it comes to trade negotiations to pass that, because trying to appease the Chinese is not a good thing. And so by President Trump, I'm sure he's going to sign this. That will show, President Trump's already been great on being tough on China. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure we're going to get a trade deal. You know, it's the Chinese seem pretty, they're typically pretty firm in their positions. So it may be.
But President Trump has got some concessions with his tariff war. I mean, President Trump's betting that it's all going to work out good in the end for the benefit of our country, because he says, Ray, does the president, I know we're talking about two separate things here, but they are related.
Sure.
One is the trade imbalance between our country, and the other is our moral duty to stand up for human rights around the world, including for those.
Did the president take a stand? Did he make any comment at all about this bill that passed?
I don't know. Steve, do you know?
We haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything from him, but this would be in character of, well, we continue to talk to China. China wants to make a deal. The question is, do I want to make a deal? Because I like what's happening right now. We're taking billions and billions of dollars. Speaking of the trade imbalance.
Mr. Trump said that.
Yes.
but want to make a deal? That's great.
He really doesn't talk about the Hong Kong thing. It would be in character, I believe, of him to sign this and not care about poking China in the eye over this.
And that's probably right. That's probably right.
You mean keep them separate? Issues.
Yeah, well, to him, it's personal anyway. You know, Mr. Trump does personal negotiations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he could sign, you know, he could go along with the bill in Congress and then just say to the Chinese, don't worry about it. Let's make a deal.
I've got a very good relationship with President Xi.
Right.
Well,
you can see how this would go down.
You know, our relationship with communist China is complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's, you know, so we're trying to, you know, you got a lot of things, balls in the air, so to speak. Hong Kong situation, you certainly want to support freedom, mm-hmm. and you want to support human rights, but we want to do that 24/7 all over the world. But we are doing a lot of trade and have been for 30 years now or more. I don't know when all this started. With communist China, they're a totalitarian state. They abuse human rights every day of the year,
and twice on Sunday.
And yet Americans gladly buy their tennis shoes.
Sure,
myself included.
Sure,
buy tennis
shoes. It's cheaper.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's a fact.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you cannot, you almost can't live in this country without buying something from China. Now, those who started this trade with China 30 years ago, and I think at the time the people were wondering, why should we, especially Christians, a lot of Christians, why should we be trading with these people?
Well,
let me answer the question.
Oh.
My question, and then you can give me your answer.
Okay, I thought you were asking me.
Okay. No. Well, I was. But here was the argument at the time, and that is, if we engage with China in economic issues, they will see the fruits of capitalism. Linked with capitalism is the human spirit, if you will, for more freedom. And that will lead China to a more open society and maybe, who knows, even more democracy or human rights. That was the selling point of trade with China at the time. And at the time, you didn't know, and maybe the verdict's still out on that, you didn't know whether that's going to work, that whole idea. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, talk about that.
I would say it has brought capitalism in some form to China, but it certainly has not done nothing to bring democracy to China. Remember, 30 years ago, China was just coming off of Mao Zedong's cultural cleansing, where in the 60s and 70s, Mao Zedong wanted China to have nothing to do with anything Western, and he just decimated his culture. They were economically akin to where North Korea is in some respects. They were very poor. And a very struggling economy. And so when Nixon went to China and Kissinger went and negotiated all these trade things, they saw it as a better deal to have at least a functioning economic system in this huge country of billions of people rather than have them foment and who knows how they're going to lash out. So it might be was a good deal at the beginning. I think President Trump is exactly right. Their time is up. They are no longer a struggling economy, and
don't you think, to a large extent, though, Ray, because we're tied at the hip with China economically,
right,
we've lost our moral authority in talking to them about human rights very much? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's a good step forward what the Congress did, wholly apart from the trade deal. It's good to see Republicans and Democrats coming together and speaking out in favor of the Hong Kong protesters and in favor of democracy over there. I think Steve's analysis is 100% correct that a form of capitalism, if you can have capitalism under this totalitarian system, they do have a form of it, and it has greatly benefited China. But even from 10 years ago, the situation in terms of freedom, especially religious freedom, intellectual freedom, is not improved. It has gotten much, much worse. Okay. We all thought, and I was one who thought this, Tim, we all thought, well, the internet is going to change everything. But the Chinese government has figured out how to turn that on its head, and now they use the internet with all this, the social scores and the cameras. They have turned the internet into a tool for repression against their own people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so what you're saying, who was it that warned this could lead to a hot war?
This was Kissinger? Henry Kissinger, who's the one that opened up the trade deals with China back in the
70s. He's saying the Hong Kong situation could?
No, he's saying, the China trade war, all of this stuff could cobble together. He says, and this is his quote, "If conflict is permitted to run unconstrained, the outcome could be even worse than it was in Europe. World War I broke out because of a relatively minor crisis, and today the weapons are more powerful."
You know, and my response to that is, maybe that is possible.
Right.
But I'm just looking at the congressional bill part of it. Yes, that is going to really irritate the Chinese. Mr. Trump will just, he'll just say, look, this is what we did. Now let's make a deal. That alone is not going to lead to some kind of shooting war.
Right.
It just isn't.
Maybe Kissinger's 96 years old. Maybe he's an ever Trumper. Who knows? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I'm just saying why when you're 96, why do you feel the need to comment on? Maybe it's because of his history with Nixon.
So yeah, maybe, and China,
right?
And
China. So that,
I understand now. Okay. All right, moving on to the next story.
There's been a Kanye West sighting.
Really?
Yes.
Hey.
He was at a couple. He did a couple of his church services at the Harris County Jail in a separate.
Where is that?
It's in Harris County, and I'm trying to.
Is that Houston?
That's Houston.
Houston
area.
And so he went and performed at a men's prison, and then went across the street, performed at the women's prison or jail.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play you a little bit of what happened there, because something I think quite remarkable is going on, and you can hear it at the very end of this very short clip.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
When I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior,
do you recognize that, Ray? What was going on there at the end?
No, what was that?
He was leading dozens and maybe 100 or more prisoners in the salvation prayer. Mm. As soon as
Oh my goodness.
Was this that him?
Yes.
Yeah, right there.
Play it again. Listen after the song. Right here.
When I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What Kanye West is doing is amazing. His ministry that he's doing now, the people that he's reaching, and I know that the jury is still out, and it's hard. This is relatively new, but everything that I'm seeing from Kanye West seems very legitimate.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think he's been mentored by someone or discipled by someone very knowledgeable in the faith, because
let me tell you
the way he talks and the way he's answering questions about the Bible is very accurate.
If this is genuine, and I think it is, a conversion to Christ in his heart, because as everything you said is true, Walker, the fruits are starting to show up.
Yeah,
the fruits of the conversion to Christianity, to the Lord. If he continues to grow in his faith, and he continues to speak out about the need for people to repent and turn to Christ, the attacks are going to ramp up. The attacks are going to ramp up from Hollywood and people who used to be his friends. He'll become like Donald Trump.
He already supports Donald Trump and has since before this kind of conversion was public. And so that kind of is already baked
but
in.
But I'm not talking about for political reasons.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for religious reasons.
Could be, but think about the
world. The world does not like you to say that Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
Right.
And you start saying Jesus is the only way, they will start attacking you. And so that's coming for...
I think he can survive it. His life story has been through a lot.
Yeah, and he's pretty bold about his testimony, too. Yeah. Pretty clear about it. So, yeah. I mean.
You know, God is up to something in our day.
That's right.
And it appears that Kanye West is right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What an amazing time to be alive.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
And Walker, appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
Brent Creeley is our producer. Appreciate what Brent did for the program today. And Chris Woodward as well. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.